that you would speak to us all this morning, Lord God, directing us by your Spirit, so that we, Lord God, can be sure that our feet are in the paths, Lord God, that you have appointed for us, and that we, Lord God, could honor you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad to see the back of it, as I am every year. And the new year is always a good time to sort of get yourself focused again and start to move forward. So, but one of the things is normally if I'm due to speak on the first Sunday of the new year, I sort of try during the Christmas holiday period, you know, to listen out for a quote or a word of encouragement. You know, some people even read their Bible to try to find one, you know, but you know, maybe even an event or a story that would strike me as interesting that I could maybe use to help me with my sermon. And obviously, Her Majesty the Queen's Christmas message, certainly in my house, is a source of inspiration. You don't speak when the Queen's speech is on in our house. I'm hanging on every word to hear what she's got to say. And I look forward every time to hear if there's going to be a mention of Jesus. And so her message for me is always something that I find to be a source of inspiration. And this year's was obviously no exception. As she spoke about the Summer Olympics in Rio, which I really wasn't that interested in, but she said this about how one athlete's inspiration fed the aspiration of others. And what she was basically saying was that, you know, these athletes who were going out there and getting all of these gold medals, and many of them that she gave New Year's honors to, that they inspire others. And so a lot of children and whatever suddenly want to be swimmers and want to be gymnasts and want to be runners and want to be all of these different things because these people inspire them to aspire to greater things. But among other things, Her Majesty again, I don't know if you listened to the Queen's speech, but again, Her Majesty used her message to confess that she is a follower of Jesus. And she said how, she told how small acts of goodness can inspire others to do great things. Or she said how we can all do small things, but with great love. But it's not from Her Majesty that I found my main inspiration. I was praying and reminding the Lord in the midst of preparing 7 Christmas dinners when I thought there was only going to be 3, preparing 7 Christmas dinners, doing 2 crisis interventions for addiction counselings, and preparing for 2 funerals. I was praying and reminding the Lord, I have a Sunday morning service to prepare for, a sermon to do, and I needed to know what to say. But eventually, having put my feet up to relax, I found myself watching an old episode of The Middle. I don't know if you've ever watched it. It's an old episode of The Middle. It's an American sitcom about a middle-class family called Heck, the Heck family, facing the day-to-day struggles of home life, of work, and of raising kids. And they have this really awkward daughter, Sue. She's described as socially awkward. And Sue had reason to visit the school counselor, Mrs. Marsh, or Miss Marsh, who was played by Whoopi Goldberg. And anybody knows Whoopi Goldberg is a fantastic comedian. And in their counseling session, when Sue was expressing how she felt unappreciated, left out, and unimportant, Miss Marsh, Whoopi Goldberg, said these words to her. You just gotta hang in there. Listen, your past never has to define you. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow, or today, is almost over. So who do you want you to be tomorrow? That, my friend, is up to you. And that's what she said. Listen again. You just gotta hang in there. Listen, your past never has to define you. Yesterday's gone. Today's almost over. So who do you want you to be tomorrow. That, my friend, is up to you. It's good, isn't it? I mean, Her Majesty the Queen's words for me were indeed thought-provoking, but Miss Marsha's words were inspirational. Now, let's turn now to the Word of God in Isaiah chapter 43. And I'm going to read the first 7 verses and then jump over to verse 16. And it begins like this. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Over to verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. The context of Isaiah 43 is this. God is speaking first and foremost to his people Israel, whom he has called by name, and the promises that he makes to them. But these promises and what God is saying can equally be applied to the individual Christian's life. So let me show you again. I'll read the first few verses again. But now thus says the Lord who created you. You put your name in here. Thus says the Lord who created you, and he who formed you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. He knows your name this morning. Then he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He's not saying that life is going to be a bed of roses. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight. You have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. Then he says this, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God says to you this morning, I created you. I formed you. I have redeemed you. You are called by a name that I know. I know your name, you are mine. He goes on, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious in my sight. This is God speaking to you this morning. He's telling you on this first Sunday of the new year, you are precious to me. You are precious in my sight. I have honored you. I have loved you. I have created you for my glory. And then he says this, forget the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Miss Marsh, listen, your past never has to define you. Yesterday's gone, today's almost over, so who do you want you to be tomorrow? 2016 has gone. The Lord says, forget the past. 2017 is here, so who do you want you to be tomorrow? Like the athletes Her Majesty the Queen spoke about, from whom shall you find inspiration to feed your aspiration? Who will inspire you in 2017 to aspire to great things? Turn with me, please, to Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, we'll pick up from. He says this, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as mature are mature, have this mind. The context again is the Apostle Paul telling us how his background and the things of his past don't necessarily define his future. I love the Lady Sylvia Herman quote that I've said many, many times, because she brings it from another angle. Lady Sylvia Herman, RMP, said, just because you have a past doesn't mean you're not entitled to a future. Miss Marsh said to Sue Heck, listen, your past never has to define you. How you were in 2016 does not have to define how you are in 2017. If we read the Apostle Paul's words like a New Year's Day message to us, they become even more inspirational. Because listen, if it was a New Year's message that Paul is saying, this is what he's saying. Forget 2016. Count it all as nothing. It's gone. Count it all as nothing for the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus in 2017. Hear that? Forget 2016. Count it all as nothing for the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus in 2017. and 17. He goes on in his New Year's message, if you want to read it that way, and says, that I may know Jesus better in 2017 and the power of his resurrection at work in me and through me. You see, it's Jesus, and it's Jesus and the Holy Spirit at work in us and through us that should both inspire us and feed our aspiration to do great things in his name and for his glory. And even if we don't seemingly get to do great things as we see them, you know, maybe like Sue Heck in 2017, there are going to be times when we feel unappreciated, feel left out, and feel unimportant. Jesus should still inspire us to aspire to do small things with great love. You see, the Apostle Paul continues his New Year's message with these words. Forgetting those things which are behind, 2016 or older, forget about it. And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. In 2017, press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Or as Eugene Peterson says, or paraphrases, that he says this, I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning me onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Remember, the Lord created you. He formed you. He redeemed you. He called you by name. You are his. He is the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. He is your Savior. You are precious. See whatever 2017 brings. You are precious in his sight. He has honored you. He has loved you and will continue to love you. And he has created you for his glory. Therefore, listen to what he says. Forget the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, God is doing a new thing. And you in 2017, or as Jim liked to tell us, 1977. in 2017, you are called to glorify God, to honor him. So the question is, who do you want you to be in 2017? See, I want to be who the Lord wants me to be, because I know that I am his and he is mine. And as a Christian, you know that you are his and he is yours. But what about you? Who do you want you to be in 2017? See, I also know what I would like to be in 2017 and what I hope you will be also in this year. With the help of the Lord, let's together be both inspirational, inspiring others, and aspirational, pressing towards our goal in Christ. You see, in 2017, who knows? The Lord may use us to do great things for his glory. Or he may inspire us by his Holy Spirit to do small things, but with great love. So is your eye on the goal where God is beckoning you onward to Jesus? Are you off and running with no looking back? No matter what 2017 brings, you just gotta hang in there. Listen, your past never has to define you. Yesterday's gone. Today's almost over. So who do you want you to be tomorrow? That, my friend, is up to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you have brought us into a new year. And in this new year, Lord God, we look to you to make us the people that you want us to be. That we can do, Lord God, what you call us to do. That we can faithfully, obediently serve you and live for your glory. Lord, we thank you that you know us, that you love us, that we are yours, Lord God, and we are yours for your glory. Therefore, Father, we say to you this morning on this first Sunday of a new year, at whatever cost, lead us in your ways, keeping us always close to you, that we might serve you and honor you with our lives. Through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.